were you the founder of the first Show Me Honor Flight group in Missouri?
Well, we're the founder. I was the founder of the first one in the Sedalia area. And as I understand it, there was one in Franklin County that had been operating a few months before we came on board.
Okay. So this looks like it's kind of a growing thing, though, in the state, because Franklin County, then you, and now we've got several of them, don't we?
Well, we do. As a matter of fact, I have a list of all the hubs that are around the Missouri area. Missouri, one of the most active states for honor flight. And the Show Me Honor Flight here in Sedalia, to date, we've flown 138 of our local World War II veterans. And as a result of what we did, they formed a hub up in Columbia, the Central Missouri Honor Flight, and one in Springfield that is going to make their first flight here in November.
Now, you told me the other day there's several thousand Missouri fellows who've made this honor flight so far?
Yes, actually, there's been, since October, the month of October, nationally, there's been 4,200 World War II veterans flown to their memorial. And since the program, since April, nationally, more than 15,000 World War II veterans have been flown to see their memorial.
So, several hundred Missourians. Tell me how this works. Who pays the bills, and how's the money raised, and how are the arrangements made?
Well, now, for example, the Springfield Hub, they have some benefactors down there that have just funded the entire project for them. Some corporate benefactors. Where our Sedalia hub is concerned, we have fundraisers and cookouts and various little fundraising shows and so on. And the good people of this area around Pettis County, West Central Missouri, have just stepped up with $5 and $10 donations at a time. And that's how we've been able to be able to pull it off. We've raised to date right around $100,000.
Wow. Well, has there a movement of any kind to make this kind of a statewide thing? You've got your local hubs, but, I mean, do you have a way to get everybody together to talk about this operation on a statewide basis?
Well, we have had one statewide meeting where that has been discussed, and, of course, that would obviously be the ultimate goal. Our stated goal is to fly every World War II Missouri veteran to their memorial before it's too late, because we're losing them nationally at about 1,200 per day.
Yeah. How many do we have in Missouri, do you know, Charlie?
There's not an exact number of the World War II veterans that we have here in Missouri, but I'm surprised at the number that keeps trickling into our hub. We've had four flights now, all of them full of World War II veterans, and the applications still keep coming in here locally.
I guess when I talk to people who've been on these trips or have relatives who've been on the trips, the one thing that impresses me is how much you get done in a very short amount of time for these folks. And I'm kind of surprised, given the age and the health that some of these folks are in, that you're able to get all of this done with them in basically 3 days.
Yeah, what we do is we fly out and back the same day. So it's about a 20-hour trip. And it's long and lengthy, of course, but the guys have plenty of rest on the buses, and it's very comfortable. These are, you know, high-dollar buses, and they get plenty of rest on the bus and on the airplane as well. And you'd be surprised at how well that these men and women, and we've had now three female World War II veterans go with us, a husband and wife, on this last trip. But when they step off the plane and these complete strangers come to their feet and begin applauding them and so on, you'll see the gleam in their eye, and you'll see them straighten up and walk proudly off the jetway.
You fly them. Where you fly them to, Dulles or National, or where do they go into?
Actually, we fly into Baltimore.
Baltimore BWI.
Mm-hmm. On Southwest, and we're bused from there to Washington D.C.
Okay, I didn't know whether I fly to Baltimore quite often when I have meetings in Washington, just because it's so much cheaper, for crying out loud.
Well, it is, and Southwest is our airline of choice.
Yeah.
And they're just super. I mean, they've done a lot of these honor flights, and they really expedite the process, so they get us through there pretty quickly.
Yeah, I usually catch a train from the airport, so I get a train ride out of that thing, too. That's kind of neat. But if somebody wants to do one of these honor flights in Sedalia or any of these other places, how do they get on a list? How do they let it be known?
Well, you could actually contact me. I have a list of all the hubs that are in the local areas. For example, if you're from Springfield or from Joplin or St. Louis, Kansas City, any of those areas, we've pretty much got the state covered. I can give you the information to be able to contact the necessary people.
Okay. And how many hubs do you have total now?
Now I believe there are 7 hubs here in Missouri. They're up and running.
Wow. How hard is it to get a hub going?
It's really not that difficult. What you have to have is the want to. I mean, you have to have it in your heart that you want to do this, because it requires a lot of work and planning. And that's basically all it takes. And you can get information from the national organization at honorflight.org. and it tells you all the steps necessary to form a hub. It's really pretty easy to do.
But the whole goal is to get them to see the memorial to World War II, folks.
That's correct.
Do they get to see anything else while they're in Washington?
Yes, we on our tours, we take them to Arlington National Cemetery, where they see the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also take them to the Iwo Jima Memorial that's there, and we take them to the Korean Memorial, and then the Vietnam Memorial is optional for them because they're all in the same area, as you well know. So they get to see all of those things when we go on our trips.
Well, this has to be, even considering the fact that they have people greet them at the airport, and that's an emotional thing, but it has to be a pretty emotional experience for these folks, doesn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, of course, a lot of these memories come rushing back to them, to these guys. I mean, that's an experience you're just not going to forget with a conflagration like that. What really gets most of them is when they see the wall, and it's a wall of stars. And on that wall is 4,400 stars, and each one of those representing 100 men killed during World War II, and that's 440,000 guys that didn't come home. And when the veterans see that, that really gives them pause.
How often do you make these flights, or how often are they able to make these flights? I suppose it varies from hub to hub.
Well, it does. It depends on the funding, of course, and if we're able to raise the funds that are necessary. We're a much smaller area, community here, so it takes us a little longer to raise the funds than, say, Columbia or Springfield. But typically, we'll have at least 2 to 3 flights per year in just our area here.
When's the next one coming up?
Next one will be in either late April or early May when the weather turns nice for us.
I was going to say, probably you don't want to make too many of these flights in the wintertime.
No, you don't. And we've been very fortunate in our trips in that all of them, save for one, we had excellent weather. So that removes a lot of the stress.
Yeah. Any particular stories stick out in your mind when you talk to the people who've been, or when you go on these flights yourselves? Anything particularly vivid sticks in your mind, some of the experiences these folks have either related or had?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you one of the experiences that I have had, and I'm firmly convinced that with these trips, that we've added months, if not years, to some of these men's lives. And I'll give you an example of that. On our first flight, the TSA came in, the airport security, came and found me and said, "We're having a little problem with some of your guys." And I was going, "Well, what's wrong?" So what had happened was I went into the bathroom, and two of our veterans were in there having a cane fight. And that's just how spry and how uplifting it is for them to be able to go on these trips. So I found that to be quite amusing, and two 85-year-old guys, and they're having a cane fight.
A cane fight?
That's right. They were pretending like their canes were swords, and they were jousting with each other. So,
well, I mean, was this a serious disagreement, or were they just playing?
No, they were playing. They were like 10-year-olds again.
That's amazing.
So
that's
it was pretty, that was stuck with me more than anything. But yeah. The emotion that these gentlemen feel is, you can visibly see, is quite moving, especially when you have school children, 12, 13, 14 years old, and on this last trip there were a bunch of them. They're coming up to our veterans and they're hugging them. They want to get their pictures taken with them, and they're thanking them for their service. It's really an uplifting moment.
You know, a lot of guys don't like to talk about their wartime experiences. Has this opened up some things for some of these folks?
You know, it has for some of them. One of our guys was at Iwo Jima, and he didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want to talk about that experience, but he did open up and was in a tearful way and told us that, you know, he said when he was there that the bodies were so thick you couldn't walk. And it came rushing back to him, and you could visibly see that in his face.
So the plan is to keep this program going for as long as there are World War II veterans, I guess.
For as long as there's World War II veterans, and then we'll move on to Korea and then Vietnam and in succession that way, so long as the funding remains viable.
I guess the important word here is honor, isn't it?
It is indeed. And when you think about the honor of these men and women and the service that they and the sacrifice that they gave up, and keep in mind, you know, nearly 500,000 of these boys didn't come home from that particular fight, and it's really quite moving.
Okay, well, Charlie, I just wanted to do the story. I'd seen what really prompted me to do this was, and I knew about these flights because I'd talked to several folks, but I don't know if you've seen the latest edition of Rural Missouri that has a nice article.
Yeah, they called me to
quote you about it. Mm-hmm. But I thought, well, you know, I really need to get on this and do a story about it. So.
Yeah, particularly the way it's taking off in the state. Now, we formed in April of 2008, and since then, all these other hubs have come on. So it's really starting to take off statewide, and I'm sure Missouri Net will add to that.
Well, let's hope that it does some good for you. It's a great, great program.
And
you got to be pretty proud that you're part of it.
I am absolutely very proud of it, and am honored to be able to do this for these guys.
What prompted you to get into it? Are you the son of a World War II veteran?
Yeah, my father was a World War II veteran. He passed away in 1985, and the co-founder, Pam Burlingame, her father was also a Navy veteran during World War II, and he died in 2002, and they never got to see that. Of course, they didn't build it till 5 years ago. And when I go out on these trips, I have my honor flight shirt on with my father's name on the sleeve. And that's in a way in which I honor him.
Do all of these folks get a special shirt or hat or anything when they do this?
Yes, they do. We have neon green shirts, so they're easily recognizable in a crowd. And on the front, it says, "Show Me Honor Flight," with a picture of them raising the flag on Mount Suribachi. And then on the back, it says, "World War II Veteran."
Wow, great. And that works not only for the honor flights out of Sedalia, but the other honor flight hubs, too. They have special things for them.
Yeah, each hub is gets their own shirts and designs their own way in which they want to do things, and that just happens to be ours because it's just so easy to recognize them in the airports and at the memorials and so on, to keep tabs on them.
Yeah, well, they do. People do have a tendency to wander off. They're independent sorts of folks.
They do, and they get mesmerized by the you've been out to the memorials, so you know what I'm talking about. They just get kind of mesmerized by the breadth and scope of it all, and they're just liable to wander off by themselves, snapping pictures.
You know, a lot of folks don't realize how big this memorial is. This is a very large memorial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and they don't. It doesn't do it justice to see pictures of it. When you get out there and it's in 3D and it's the real deal, it is just very moving, especially to these World War II veterans.